The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
No.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Touch me, I'm sick.
Hey, everybody. Mud Honey, touch me, I'm sick. More sports coming to you live from the Ocean Carnival, the West Side, more media style. It's More Sports Daily. I'm your host. I'm the guy. Are you that guy? Are you him? I like when people come up to me and go, hey, are you him? Capital H? No. Or yes. Are you him? Hey, where do I know you from? How the fuck do I know where you know me from if I've never met you, you coke alone? Logan Lynn and I are driving east of Spokane. He's my designated driver because I am high on life and crack cocaine. Goofballs and Christ knows what all. This episode of More Sports, which is going to be a doozy. I'm going all in on OBJ, the Eagles. I'm going in on fucking Sam Presti and the Oklahoma City Thunder and those pussy owners of the Indiana Pacers.
They tampered. They called our guy on the phone. They said, do you want to come play here? After he said he wants to play it. Bunch of babies.
This episode of More Sports, live from the West Side, the Under. What is the fuck is the name of this place? Somebody tweeted, Star Wars nerd tweeted, more media. That's, yeah, that's, forget it. It doesn't concern you, friends. Andrew Lawrence says, J. Moores, with the Z in parentheses. Do you know where that comes from, the J. Moores?
No, but I like it.
Black people always, not always, but I'm rounding up, put an S at the end of my name, like, oh, you're that actor, J. Moores. J. Moores, yo. Rock him, like, what's up, J. Moores? Oh, okay, J. Moores.
Like, you're plural.
Yeah, J. Moores. J. Moores.
The world needs more than one of you. I like it.
Yeah, if you could remove my fucking mouth. You need like a quiet version of me. Andrew Lawrence says, J. Moores. I went to jmoore.com. Bravo on the cartoon. That is damn funny. Like, really funny. People need to go to jmoore.com right now and watch that cartoon. I really laughed hard. I had to remove myself from my work. I live in York, Nebraska. Parentheses.
York, Nebraska.
Jealous?
That's where I grew up.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what this guy bought?
What?
Are you messing with me?
No, it's really where I grew up.
Andrew Lawrence says, I'm in York, Nebraska. I went to jmoore.com, pressed where it says press here for Amazon, got redirected, and I bought Logan Lynn's entire catalog.
He sounds handsome.
At Amazon Music. Thank you for the free content, and good luck with the new album. Hashtag my movie star in an email. I like people hashtag that.
That's smart.
Andrew Lawrence, York, Nebraska. Come on, Corn. Husker harder.
Go Big Red.
Come on, Bo Pelini. Look like an angelfish harder.
Let's get started here. Ethan Westbrooks of the Rams. He's like a backup defensive lineman. Pulled over, put in jail for a loaded gun. He was speeding, first of all. He not registered handgun, which was loaded. So already it's not registered to him. Any guns in the car? Just one. Is it yours? Don't know. Probably not, because it's not registered to me. 13 rounds of ammunition in that loaded handgun. That's a high-capacity magazine. That's against the law. 5 felony counts we're looking at here. By the way, 13 rounds of fucking ammunition driving through Kern County. What, are you going to attack by... I can't even, like... mine workers and boron, like 13 rounds, you could shoot every member of the other team in the chest, and you have 2 rounds left over for the head coach and the offensive coordinator. 13 rounds? You're in your fucking car. Who gets carjacked by 11 people?
13, you said.
I know, I'm saving, dude.
He was speeding. A loaded gun, 13 rounds. It's a high-capacity magazine, which is very fancy for, like, who the fuck needs that many bullets? Get your shit together. Ethan Westbrooks spent the night in jail. This is 5 felony counts. The reason I'm opening the show with this is he's going to play. Colin Kaepernick can't play. Yeah, because he fucking sucks. Well, at least he fucking went to the Super Bowl. I never heard of Ethan Westbrooks until he got arrested. So good job, publicity department. Aaron Donald, I know. Michael Brockers, I know. Quinn, I know every guy in that fucking D-line. I covered the fucking Rams for a year, and I don't know who this person is. 5 sacks in 4 years? He's a scrub.
Scrubs. Hanging out the side of your boyfriend's ride with a 13-capacity clip scrub.
He's going to play after being pulled over. Hey, do me a favor. You yourself, when you get pulled over with that thing, don't do anything illegal. Forget it. So he's just going to play. NFL loves wife beaters and shit, but if you don't stand for the anthem, it's like, fuck that guy. And all you fucking snowflake trigger-happy pussies. See, I'm now calling you snowflakes, cuck. You cuck. You fucking right-wing cuck snowflake asshole. Think for yourself. Try to have a argument without saying Hillary or Obama or cuck or snowflake. Just state your position. My position was, hey, man, I don't want to fucking stand for the anthem. It's so stupid now. I'm with George Carlin. I'm going to wear a hat made out of the American flag and just point it towards the flag. Do you stand at home? Give me a break. Here's my point. Stop tweeting me if you're a Trump guy that, like, I'm some snowflake fucking cuck. You don't even know what it fucking means to be a cuck. If you did, you'd be jacking off to the idea of me being a cuck in your home because you'd be the bull, you fucking idiot. And your wife would be getting fucking filled with dick by me. Do you know what cuck means, right wing? It means I come to your house and fuck your wife in front of you. That's what it means. That is your insult to anybody that disagrees with you. Like, Colin Kaepernick should be fucking quartered and dragged out by his fucking toes and all these fucking... Hey, cuck, if I'm a cuck and I'm not married, that means I'm the bull and you're the fucking cuck and your wife eats fucking... takes... you eat my load out of your lady. Corey, leave that in or you're fucking fired. Because that's what it is. You little cuck. Well, I'm not married, so I don't know. That makes me the bull. That means you're the fucking cuck. It means you're begging me for the dick. Stop saying Hillary, Obama, cuck, or snowflake, and just state your fucking opinion. Odell Beckham Jr. lifted his leg and pissed like a dog after getting a touchdown against the Eagles. Eagles won the football game, so he looks like a douchebag. Not to be outdone. The Eagles said, well, we're going to file that celebration away for later. Why? You won the game. How about you forget the celebration and move on? What, are you going to hit the guy high? Hit him low? You going to do something? You won the game. Forget it. Let him fucking think about a celebration. Let his coach, Ben McAdoo, talk to the media about touchdown celebration penalties instead of the fact that his team is runny, flu-dump atrocious. Mm-hmm. Got that right. I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's round third here. Carmelo Anthony traded from the New York Knickerbockers to the Oklahoma City Thunder for 2 wet bags of shit. Congratulations, Knicks. You now have Doug McDermott, 8 points a game, and Enes Kanter, 11 points a game. So let's get this straight. The Los Angeles... By the way, Enes Kanter is a fine basketball player, I say with no irony and no saccharine sugar shittiness. He's a very good 6'11". That's the one that... he's the guy that was detained. They thought he was like a fucking terrorist. Like, hey, why don't you sit right here? He's like, actually, how about I just go to Oklahoma and live in the fucking snow where I don't want to be in the first place. So Carmelo Anthony, first of all, bravo. You didn't pass the ball out of New York all the way to Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, but he's going to win. He's got Paul George and Russell Westbrook. Maybe you didn't hear me when I said Oklahoma City. These are black men. It's fucking cold as shit. It's covered in snow. It's blanketed in white. And when the ice melts and the snow melts, there's more white. The people. Not exactly Oakland. Not exactly South Beach. Oi, papi, mami, ¿qué pasó? Oh, Dios mío, why is he so thirsty? It's fucking Oklahoma City. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Ooh, hey, buddy.
So this is what happens. The Lakers get fined $500,000 for tampering because apparently there was improper contact with Paul George's agent. What? Did they take his temperature rectally? What's the improper contact? Did they give him a massage and touch his balls? Turn your head and cough. Why are you still holding me? That was a day ago. Oh, sorry. Oh, geez, Lois. I tried to talk to Paul George's agent. He jacked me off. What do I do? Whack a guy? Off a guy? Whack off a guy? So, Paul George is on the Indiana Pacers and says, I do not want to play for the Indiana Pacers. There's 1 year left of my deal. Sure wish I didn't do it here. You know what? I wish I played for the Lakers. That was a fucking year ago this cat said that. Lakers apparently made a phone call. Magic Johnson was on Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I might say, hey, how's the weather? Wink, 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 wink. He did a big Magic Johnson wink. $500,000. He fucking said he wanted to play for the Lakers. Are they not supposed to investigate that and say, hey, what's up? Do you really? $500,000. For what? Tampering? He didn't go to the Lakers. He went to Oklahoma City. For shit. The Oklahoma City Thunder got Paul George, who's considered this fucking mega superstar, but 18, there's two seasons where he had less than 10 points a game, 18 on average. For Victor Oladipo. First of all, fucking a guy named Victor? Get the fuck out of here. Who'd I get traded for? Victor. And Domantas. You fucking with me? Nah, Sabonis. Arvidas? Domantas. Can't even say it, I sound like a robot. Domantas up, bitty bitty bitty. A Twicky from Buck Rogers. Is Domantas Sabonis? Is he a robot? No. Okay, there you have it. I thought he was. Twicky said bitty bitty bitty. No. Oladipo. Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis. That's what you had to give up, Oklahoma City Thunder. To that whiny fucking bag of shit, Herb Simon, who owns a team that nobody gives a shit about, for a superstar, a three-time all-defensive team guy. That's 16 points for Oladipo and 6 for Sabonis. That team's a little lopsided. Okay, it gets even better. Then the Oklahoma City Thunder, who now have Paul George, get Carmelo Anthony, who scores 25 points a night on his career. Yes, you can write 25 and 10 every night down, and you won't have to change it. 25 a night for Doug McDermott? A white guy from Creighton? Dougie McBuckets? No, not at 8 points a game. He ain't fucking Dougie McBuckets. He's Dougie McFucking get away from the bucket. And Enes Kanter, who's a fine basketball player, but that's 11 points. 16, 6, 8, 11. You know what that comes out to? 41 points. Yup. 41 points. All four guys, 41 points a game. In case you're scoring at home, you want to know who fucking tampered? I don't know if Herb Simon or Sam Presti tampered, but Paul George and Carmelo Anthony, 43 points a game. Two guys, 43. Four guys, 41. So who's fucking tampering? Who's zooming who? Who's zooming who? So when the Lakers go get fucking LeBron James, or the Lakers go get whatever, Russell Westbrook or Paul George, I don't want to hear any of these assholes in the Midwest with their fucking whole milk and their white bread to go, that's not fair. See, the rich get richer. You gave up bullshit to get two of the greatest players in the association. So how dare you? Way to go, Herb Simon. Spotlight's on you. You complain about, let's say the Lakers get LeBron for fucking, I don't know, I didn't even want to say anything because if it happens, I don't want you guys to think I had inside info because I don't. And no, I'm not dating Jeannie Buss. So save it and can it and stuff it and smoke it. Something.
Great.
How about this? Doug McDermott and Enes Kanter for Carmelo Anthony. Oh, I'm sorry, in a second round pick. The 40th best 19-year-old next year. You get that too. If I'm the Lakers, I call the Oklahoma City Thunder on fucking YouTube, on FaceTime and Periscope in real time live. And I go, hi. It's Magic Johnson and the Lakers calling, and Rob Periwinkle, Belenkle. I want to investigate, really, on the record, I'm periscoping live right now. I'd really like Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Well, what would you like in return? Well, why don't you go to your mailbox, because 3 days ago I jacked off into an envelope and I put it in the mail to you with a stamp. They're on their way! More sports.
agony that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never ending. Control.